But first, the more than 1,000-point plunge by the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday and Friday's precipitous drop have many investors jittery. But that's also given some clarity to the fact the economy is measured by much more than just the stock market. The national job numbers for January showed the U.S. economy adding 200,000 positions, a positive development that beat expectations by a healthy amount, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.1%. But what do those numbers really tell us? Middle-class wages are still lower than most would like, and thousands of people have basically given up on searching for their next job. With me to talk about that is Jared Bernstein, senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He was also a member of President Obama's economic team. Jared, however you'd measure the U.S. job market, is it healthy right now?
It's a very healthy job market. That doesn't mean that everybody has the quality job they want or should have. But broadly speaking, the economy is closing in on full employment. We're generating robust job numbers, and we're even starting to see a bit of a pop in wage growth. That's been a lagging factor in this job market. So, yeah, a healthy job market.
I think all of us have even just taken Economics 101, talk about what jobs mean, what the unemployment report really means. What does it tell us, and what does it not tell us?
What it tells us is, in broad terms, how tight or how slack the labor market is, how welcoming the job market is for people who are seeking work, how tight the job market is for employers who are seeking workers. So it's kind of a measure of the matchup between people providing jobs and people seeking jobs. But it actually doesn't tell us a lot, and that's important too. It doesn't tell us about people who gave up looking for work because they just couldn't find any. Maybe there weren't any jobs where they lived, or maybe their skill set just wasn't commensurate with what employers were looking for. It doesn't tell us a lot about job quality. It tells us a little bit about that, but not enough, really. There are those elements that you need to kind of look under other rocks to figure out.
And where does underemployment come into play? Is there an actual number that tells us about that? If you've got someone who, let's say, has an advanced degree but doesn't have a job in that area and has had to take a different job that maybe doesn't quite fit their educational makeup?
Well, that's a great example of something it doesn't tell us. So if someone has a PhD and is working in a Starbucks, it'll just record that person as being employed. On the other hand, if somebody is underemployed in the sense that they want to have a full-time job but they can't find it, they can only find a part-time job, it will tell us that. And in fact, during much of this recovery, there were millions of involuntary part-time workers, and many of them have found full-time work. That said, that rate is still above 8%, the underemployment rate, including the folks I'm talking about, whereas the standard unemployment rate is about 4%.
So when job numbers are projected, and let's say there's a determination that they're disappointing job numbers, let's say expectations were we'd add 225,000 jobs and it comes in at 195,000, who in fact are the folks we're looking to determine whether the job numbers are good, are healthy, are meeting expectations?
The expectations tend to be set by analysts in markets who pay attention to these kinds of numbers every month, and I do think they get way more scrutiny than they should. These numbers are actually kind of a rough first estimate. They get revised significantly. So if the expectation is for 200,000 and we come in at 195,000, people should recognize that that's just about the same thing when you kind of factor in statistical noise. So markets tend to really overreact. And by the way, that's what happened last Friday when the numbers came out. Markets tend to overreact to signals in the employment report. Many of those folks are just on tenterhooks when it comes to this jobs report. And it doesn't have a lot to do with what's going on. Those nuances don't have a lot to do with what's going on in the real economy.
Well, you mentioned getting close to full employment. When we, or if we in fact reach that level, what are some of the concerns there? It seems certainly positive, but what are some of the concerns, potential pitfalls there?
Well, that's this thing that happens sometimes when what looks good for Main Street looks bad for Wall Street. The concerns from the perspective of market investors is that if the job market does well, a number of troubling things from their perspective can happen. Inflation could pick up. If employers have to pay workers more, they might raise their prices more quickly. That leads to faster inflation. That might lead the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates more quickly. Higher interest rates could slow growth and could shave off some of the profit margins that our corporate sector has been enjoying. But in fact, again, I think that's largely an overreaction. What you really want is a healthy, middle class that can find gainful employment at fair wages, that are keeping up with economic growth and affording folks real growth in their buying power. That's good for the overall economy. And I just think we're kind of get into this mindset where the financial markets are so skittish that they overreact, and then we all sort of see the stock market tank and everybody thinks the end is near. In fact, I don't think we want to disregard the financial markets, but we don't want to pay attention to every bip and bop, especially when it's really about time that we started to see workers' paychecks catch a buzz in this expansion.
What's on the horizon that would concern you about the job market? I know that there are concerns, obviously, about wages. You mentioned the middle class. But in general, is there anything that would make you nervous?
I was just talking about this ongoing virtuous cycle, and I think that that can keep percolating for a while. One thing to watch out for is that the Federal Reserve is worried that the economy may be growing too quickly at some point, such that it would overheat and lead inflation to start growing quickly. And they have a dual mandate. They're supposed to try to keep the unemployment rate as low as they can, but also stable prices. If they get spooked because the unemployment rate falls faster than they think it should, they might raise interest rates, from my perspective, too quickly. Instead of tapping the brakes, the growth brakes, they might slam the growth brakes because they see the unemployment rate falling faster than they'd like. I would urge them to tread very carefully and watch the inflation numbers so that they would be data-driven. If inflation does start to grow in some sort of alarming ways, then they have a lot of firepower that they could throw at that. But I hope they don't act too preemptively.
Jared Bernstein is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, who is also a member of President Obama's economic team.